Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We've got a busy 11 o'clock hour that starts in just 15 minutes. Make sure you're listening at that time. Brad Sham, the voice of the Cowboys, top of the hour. Chris Vanini on college football, including the huge matchup between Ohio State and Penn State at 11:30. We'll also debate who scares us more, Dak Prescott or Ezekiel Elliott. I just got a picture sent to me on Twitter from our boy Cheese. You may know him as the artist formerly known as the Luke Thomas voice guy, though. He just sent me a pic, Danny, of two delicious Reese's Cups. And not just any Reese's Cups, for the record. The type of Reese's Cups that I love so much. Those tinfoil shooters. He's eaten one. It's unwrapped. And he said he's resisting the urge to eat the second.
What's the longest you could possibly hold out? Assuming hunger, assuming like non-weird situation where you haven't eaten a thousand of them.
If I was as hungry as I am right now, I would say 4 minutes. By the end of this segment, I would just, especially if I'm not really focusing on the Reese's Cups and I'm focusing on the show, I would just look down and notice, oh my gosh, there's another wrapper there. I must have eaten a second one.
If you got $1 for every minute that you waited.
That's just not enough money.
There's no way. It's not worth it.
It would have to be $20 per minute or something like that. And then we could have that conversation. But you can't, like, 43 minutes and $43, it's just not justified. The juice is not worth that squeeze.
I'm eating that Reese's.
I would eat those immediately. The thing that changed Reese's Cups forever for me, and this is something that I don't know why I never would have even thought about, but I just hadn't. I bought the jumbo bag at a Walmart. You know the bag I'm talking about. It's about a foot tall, and it's about 8 inches wide. It looks like maybe a mini bag of what you would buy with, like, salt in it during the winter to pour all over your porch.
Right.
And it's just got all these shooters, these Reese's Cups wrapped in the gold tin. Each one a delicious treat of their own.
Does this one taste like the last couple? I better make sure.
I bought a bag of those one time. I opened up my freezer, and I just poured the whole bag out into my freezer, into a bowl, and I left that bowl in my freezer. So they were just sitting in there, tinfoil, cold air, no bag protecting them from the elements of the freezer. And you just go in whenever you want one, you pop it in your mouth over and over again until it's gone.
And if you're lucky for you, flavor enhancement is freezer burn. You love freezer burn on your stuff. You want that.
It wouldn't get freezer burned because it was wrapped, though.
Mm.
But as long as you wanted them, for several weeks on end, you just open up the freezer, eat a Reese's. It changes so much. Even these bars we have from EMP180, anything with chocolate in it that you're not freezing, I think you're doing wrong. That's generally my assessment.
Wow.
Thin Mints in the freezer? You ever tried that?
Of course I have. It's delicious. It's refreshing.
I actually unwrap the Thin Mints from the plastic sleeve.
Drop them right in there?
And I just drop Thin Mints into my ice container, and I just eat them out of that.
So the what's the stupid, the mint candy? Is it Yorkshire's Peppermint Patties?
No, you're thinking of Peppermint Patties.
York Peppermint Patties. So they had commercials, not Yorkshire, that's a place in England. York Peppermint Patties. So they're commercials for a while where you bite into one, then all of a sudden you're on the ski slopes. And then, you know, like, that's what it's like. It's like being on the ski slopes and feeling that freshness.
What am I, Peekaboo Street? Why do I want to be on the ski slopes?
Yeah, I was like, I don't necessarily want to go skiing. It's not that awesome. Good Peekaboo Street pool, by the way.
Thank you.
But the next thing you know, you do that frozen Thin Mint thing. It's like being Alps. It's like being up at high altitude with there's fresh powder, bro, on the hill. So enjoy your slopes. I'm all about that, man.
I'll accept any pictures you have of you eating delicious candy at Grant H. Paulson on Twitter. I can't eat that candy, so I want to live vicariously through you. This is what I do. I go to restaurants, and whoever I'm with, doesn't matter if it's the sister, the fiance, a buddy, I order them a dessert. And I watch them eat that dessert. I make them eat that dessert even if they don't want it. You know why?
Because they can.
Because they're allowed to. They're allowed to, and I'm not. So they say, I don't want dessert.
Can you tell about your friend Joe, who said what he said about bread? Can you make that public, please?
Ooh, Joe. Let me think of the exact quote. I when did I tweet you this? Were we in Los Angeles?
I'm not sure where you were.
You know what?
You texted me this story,
yes.
And I was like, he's a nice guy, and he's in incredible shape, and his abs have abs, and he looks amazing every second of every
day. He's got a good body.
That's infuriating.
Yeah, I've got a buddy with a good body. It's true. I was in Los Angeles for the Dodgers and the Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
My boy Joe decided, hey, you got the hotel room. I'm going to get the flight. I'll go out there. I love L.A. You're going to be working. I'll do my own thing. We'll hang out a little bit. Mm-hmm. Cool. Come on out. No problem. So Joe makes the flight, and we're at dinner, and I think they brought bread. And I said, I can't eat that, so you can just have that. He said, oh, I would never eat that.
I would never eat it.
He referred to bread as, quote, so boring, end quote. I said, have you ever had bread and butter? And he said, it's the most boring thing. He said, I would never eat that. And then he said, and I quote, you and Danny overrate bread on your show all the time, end quote.
How long have you guys been friends?
I think I met him in middle school. I knew of him before then, but we were at a middle school field day. Joey and I were both throwing baseballs at a dunk tank to put a teacher in the water, and Joey hit it before I did.
Did you know this about him before that conversation?
This is it. This is the first time. I assumed it because he's got abs and, you know, the body he's got, which you've referenced. So I assume that he doesn't eat anything that tastes good. But how can you know? How can you be sure?
You could never know that someone has an attitude like that about bread. I would say it's not enough to not be friends with a guy, but it would change how I looked at him. It would change my level of respect. It would change my level of, I thought I knew you, man.
Our friendship hadn't been the same since he said it, if
correct.
That's what you're asking.
That's what I'm hinting at.
Yeah, that was just last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
There's been very little communication since. Now, I'm not going to tell you that we're not going to speak again. I've already sent him a save the date, so he'll be at the wedding. He's in the wedding. He's a groomsman.
For now.
I can't change that at this point.
Tell him, hey, bad news, there'll be bread there.
Yeah, bad news. You got to eat bread to be in the wedding.
Sorry.
It's a tough break, man.
Rite of passage. You got to eat this bread. You want to stand by my side.
Hey, can I get a weather report? UMSO News Desk. Can you get me some weather for Sunday afternoon at 4:25, please?
Get the Doppler on this thing.
I've got two people tweeting me today telling me we got a rainstorm for Redskins Cowboys a-coming. One guy says, can you guys talk about the rain that's coming? Cuz doesn't throw well in the rain. As if that, like, normally quarterbacks love throwing in the rain.
If do we have a rains, sample of that?
They might be less effective. I don't remember that, honestly. I don't
has
remember
there been
the
rain
game where he hasn't performed well. It was raining off and on the night that he threw for 360 and 4 in Philly to win the division. I remember that.
So I'm
maybe
he's
thinking of that wind game. Remember the game after he played poorly and Jay's like, yeah, it was real windy, man.
So much wind, man.
There was a lot of wind, and the wind took the football, and everyone got very upset because he was defending Cousins, and he never defended Griffin.
Too much wind.
Wasn't that the Giants game up in New York, like the first season he took over? I think it was on like Thursday Night Football.
Where he's now,
they just like excused it away as wind.
You want to drop he's terrible on Thursday Night Football? Yep. You want to drop he's bad against the Giants and Carolina Panthers? Yep. I got no problem with that. But are there any rain games in there? I can't remember.
I don't recall rain games where there were driving rainstorms that the Redskins have played in over the last couple of years. What do we got, UMSO News Desk, on the weather? This is a Sunday kickoff, FedEx Field in Landover, Maryland at 4:25.
So it's supposed to start raining on Saturday night and then continue raining all throughout the day on Sunday. Looks like it's supposed to get like 2 to 3 inches of rain throughout the day, which is a lot of rain.
That's real interesting.
That's real interesting.
That's real bad for my FanDuel lineup.
It is. Ezekiel Elliott can run the football, and the Cowboys like to run the football, right?
Yeah.
Rob Kelly doesn't run it that well, and the Redskins don't like to run the football, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's what I've got in the office.
So that would bode well, or that would bode poorly for Washington?
That's a poorly?
Ah.
Put that in the poorly column?
I would prefer less rain, more sunshine, so that the pill can be slung around out to the edges.
Can I get a 72 and sunny? I can't get that?
I'm looking for 57 and a little bit cloudy with no rain.
Oh, I'll take that.
I'll take that as
I'll
well.
I'll take that too.
I feel like Cousins plays well in 57 and sunny. I'm just going to make something up since everyone else is. Everyone else is like, he plays terribly in the rain. Yeah, you know when he's at his best? At 57 and cloudy or whatever it's going to be. I'll just make up that since we're making up our own facts.
He's been really good against Dallas, by the way, in his career. I know he didn't win the game, though, in Dallas when the Redskins could
terrible
not stop
interception
the Cowboys.
At FedEx last year.
Yes, it was. The red zone interception was bad. Down there in Dallas, it was just a rootin' tootin' shootout.
Torched them for almost 500 yards.
But he didn't win the game, though, Grant.
Did he win?
No, he didn't win game, though. He didn't make a single tackle on that game. Think about that.
Brad Sham's going to be dry during the game because he'll be in the broadcast booth on the call on the Cowboys Radio Network. He will join us next. You're listening to Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.